12. Tagawa Matsu, Pirate Queen. Around 1623, a dashing, up-and-coming Chinese pirate, Chung Chilong, based in Hirado, Nagasaki, Japan, fell in love with a local girl, Tagawa Matsu. Chung Chilong was living in Japan because Chinese authorities executed pirates if caught, so Hirado was safe. Tagawa soon had a son. It is said she gave birth on a beach while she was collecting shells. Tagawa stayed in Japan and raised her son until around 1630, when the boy who would later become the legendary Chinese national hero, Chun Cheng Gong, Chung the Successful, known as Koxinga by Europeans, left Hirado and travelled to be with his father. He was 7 years old, the age when boys normally left their mothers to enter the male world. However, he missed Tagawa so much, it is said that every night he would cry in secret while thinking of her. Tagawa stayed in Japan to look after their second son, who had been born in 1629. By the 1630s, Chung Chilong was a pirate king, probably China's richest man, with a huge fortified palace at Anhui in modern-day Fujian province. The palace was surrounded by moats, and so large it is said that ships could sail inside. The Chinese Ming Emperor sued for peace and appointed Chung a powerful lord and admiral in the government navy. It seemed like a fairy tale come true, and Tagawa's husband asked her to come to live in Anhui. However, disaster struck. China had been resisting Manchu armies from the north for decades, but in 1644, Beijing fell. The emperor killed himself, and the invaders moved swiftly southwards. Chung Chilong surrendered in 1646, but their son kept resisting. Tagawa remained in the palatial Anhui fortress as the enemy got closer and closer. When the Manchus made a surprise attack, Tagawa's son was fighting elsewhere, and she is believed to have commanded the castle's defences herself. When it was clear all was lost, rather than surrender, she cut her throat and killed herself. According to legend, the Manchus are said to have wondered at her brave death, saying, "If the women of Japan are of such sort, what must the men be like?"